Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right before we started the show, Mark, I heard you mention Dr. Kevorkian.
Yes.
What was the context there? I wasn't paying attention. It was a conversation between you and Nick.
Well, actually, I was talking to you. And
okay.
No surprise there. You always fiddle with your little gizmos before the show, and it's difficult to communicate with you.
Well, I was busily getting the webcam working again. Last night, it was on the fritz, and we do once again have our webcam online at cam.freetalklive.com.
And that's the best audio for the show. When it works.
Yeah.
We don't have any control over that. Not our fault.
Apparently not. I don't think it's our fault.
No. From CNN, Jack Kevorkian, the assisted suicide advocate currently on parole from prison, is planning to run for Congress, a Detroit newspaper reported on Wednesday. According to the Oakland Press, Kevorkian is planning to mount an independent bid in Michigan's 9th District seat currently occupied by Republican Joe Nolenberg. We'll see some honesty and sincerity instead of corrupt government in Washington, Kevorkian told the paper. He also said his plans are in the formative stage, and he would make a formal announcement next week. Nate Bailey, a spokesman for Nolenberg, told CNN, "The congressman is working on turning Michigan's economy around and bringing jobs to Oakland County. He's focusing on working for the people of Oakland County, not on politics." So apparently the Republican isn't terribly concerned about Mr. Kevorkian's run here, but...
Or that's the message he wants to portray. Look, I don't know anything about Jack Kevorkian except for what he does as, the Dr. Death role. And I absolutely, of course, 100% support that. The idea that people who want to end their lives should absolutely be able to end their lives. And if they can get the help of a doctor to do it safely and quickly and painlessly, then I really don't understand what people's objection to that is. So... I absolutely am in favor of what Kevorkian does, but I have no idea what the man's political viewpoint is.
Well, how about this? Now, we do... Dr. Kevorkian is an advocate of euthanasia and, a person's right to euthanize themselves, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if you had a situation where your Congress critter was... I don't know Joel Nolenberg. He could be the worst Republican in the House, for all I know. But let's say he scores an 80 on the RLC's Liberty Index.
Mm.
That would be below Ron Paul. It would be better than, certainly better than McCain. What would you vote for, Kevorkian or Nolenberg in that particular instance?
I'd probably stay home.
You just wouldn't bother.
I've seen the names of the Republicans that score around 80 on the RLC's chart, and they're a bunch of scumbags, so I wouldn't vote for any of those cats. Nick?
I honestly, I don't think there's much in the way of good Republicans or good Democrats in the House. So the RLC, they're trying. They haven't managed to push many people in the GOP close enough.
Brand
to
new.
But so far, not. They can say they have an 80% score, but no, it's not really moving things forward. They might be moving government further along more slowly. But that's all I can say for it.
They haven't had the time frame that the Libertarian Party has had, and I think that it remains to be seen what the RLC is going to manage to do.
Oh, I'm not condemning the RLC necessarily.
Right.
I'm just saying so far, just because somebody looks good on their scores, I wouldn't vote solely based on the fact that they got a pretty high score.
I'm just wondering if because of Kevorkian, would you vote for Kevorkian simply because he is an advocate for euthanasia? Now, he hasn't said anything about what his other stances are other than, that's it. He's an independent, right? So you don't know what his other stances are. But I do support where he comes from on euthanasia. Would you put him in as sort of a mandate for that to say, hey, look, a lot of people support this guy?
If you won't vote on anything else.
Well, he will vote on other things.
Well, then I'd have to look at the rest of his platform. I can't say whether I vote for him or not based on one issue that's not terribly important, I don't think. At least I would say that most people, if they have a priority of issues, the euthanasia-assisted suicide is an important issue, but it's a relatively small issue in the grand scheme of things. So it would really depend on what his other issues were. You can't just vote that one issue, I don't think.
I could see myself voting for an 80%er in a local election, like here in New Hampshire for State House or something like that. Here, the New Hampshire Liberty the New Hampshire Liberty, I don't know why I'm spacing.
NHLA.
The Alliance was the word I was looking for. Thank you. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. We actually have Dennis Goddard on the line with us in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. They do this wonderful ranking on a sort of a letter grade basis, A through F. And I believe there's also something that is below F called constitutional threat. And so if somebody scored like a A through a C and they were running up against people that were really scary or dangerous or an F, then yeah, I'd vote for them.
Why would you do it on a local level but not a national level?
Just because I don't think there's any point to doing anything on a national level,
so,
really.
On a national level, it's only worth going out and voting for the big hitters like Ron Paul or perhaps Jeff Flake or somebody like that.
No, I wouldn't vote for anybody but maybe Ron Paul and the Libertarian candidate on a national level. It's just, you know, the federal government is gone. There's no chance of
They're not gone because they're still taxing the American citizens.
Well, as far as there's no chance that you're going to bring it around. It is beyond the point of return. You cannot save the federal government, so really, why bother playing? I mean, really, it's just more of an exercise in futility to even vote for who I would suggest voting for.
I haven't given up on federal voting and trying to influence federal elections.
I haven't given up, but I'm darn close.
Well, the way I see it is Washington is far enough along the road to tyranny that trying to take incremental steps back towards liberty, voting for somebody who scores marginally better but is still looking to grow the size of government, but more slowly, that's not what's going to fix Washington. You need a sea change in Washington, and it will really depend on the American people, you know, waking up and changing their minds about the role of government.
Right, and the fact is people looking for that sea change just aren't running for office at the national level for the most part.
No, that's where the power is.
Let's talk to Dennis. He's back with us with an New Hampshire Liberty update. Hello, Dennis.
Hey there. Well, you know, at the national level, you know, even if we had a Congress full of Ron Pauls, what could they do? Because, as Downside CC likes to point out, they don't read the bills, and when they do, it's 5,000 pages of good, bad, and ugly all mixed together. All they could do is vote no on everything. I don't know how much that would accomplish, but I'm with you, Ian. Screw them. It's broke. It ain't going to get fixed.
Yeah, I'm not sending them any money, so yeah, I'm pretty much withdrawn from the system entirely. It's just to, you know, play the funny little voting game occasionally just for fun. So you got a surprise today, I hear, Dennis.
Yeah, well, it was awesome. We did it. The vote passed the House of Representatives by 48 votes. They voted to decriminalize marijuana.
Decriminalize marijuana, reduce the penalty, what is it, on a quarter ounce?
Yes. I mean, the amount is low. Hopefully we can get that fixed. It does go over to the Senate now, so there's got to be a whole other, you know, we start the process again.
Wait, so how could this be, could that be fixed prior to the actual, prior to this passing, can it be amended back, or is it this what's going to go through if it goes through?
It's a done deal in the House now. The House has spoken. The House says a quarter ounce should be a $200 fine, basically treated like a traffic ticket.
Hmm. And how do you feel the Senate's going to approach this? Normally, they're a lot tougher to get to vote in favor of liberty, right?
My guess is the Senate, it's all going to depend on a couple of the Democrats in the Senate. The Republicans are going to vote against it just about down the party line.
Mm.
We can probably work on some of the
Republicans love liberty.
Yeah.
Small government.
Particularly the Senate. In New Hampshire, you have to take the Senate and the House as completely different cats. There are completely different characters in them. And the Senate Republicans, to be frank with you, are nowhere near what the House Republicans are in terms of liberty understanding.
By the way, I didn't want to make it sound like Democrats cared about liberty either. They don't. It's just they're marginally better on this one issue. That's all.
So there's a lot of work to do on this, and it's going to basically involve really pounding about four or five of the key swing votes so that they hear from lots and lots of their constituents. They go, geez, you know, I guess, maybe this is something that, you know, I guess the people want this and it's not such a big deal and it won't really hurt and, you know.
This is still a pretty big step, though. It's never happened before in New Hampshire, right? The House voting
never,
in favor of
never in the history
marijuana decrim. So we're moving in the right direction. Dennis, thanks for the update. More on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. Maybe New Hampshire can actually take a positive step towards decriminalizing drugs. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy them on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download it right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience for free at freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We go back into your phone calls. Carol is on the line in Indianapolis. Carol, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Hi. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, what's bothering me is I keep hearing the media going on and on about holding Mr. Obama accountable for what his minister said and being highly upset when Michelle Obama, Mr. Obama's wife, said it during one of his campaigns, you know, after his campaign win and everything, that for the first time in her life, she felt proud of America.
Yeah, I heard that
there
quote.
There was a lot of people were kind of upset about that. But the thing of it is, white America has lived in a different America than black Americans have. Mm-hmm. And there have been many instances where America was doing great that the black Americans were not doing so great. And there's been many incidences where black Americans could have been ashamed. And I've lived in America all my life. I'm 67 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember, you know, my dad going off to a war where he was in segregated barracks and all of those kinds of things, and where my brothers, you know, went in and were denied promotions and things. So there's been lots of cases where we've had to act like full-fledged Americans, where we have been denied complete access to the bounty that America holds. So for her to be able to experience the joy of seeing her husband succeed and be considered a viable candidate where none of mainly the black contestants have ever really been taken serious, yes, it would be a moment when she could see all of the people, black, white, yellow, brown, and red, really and honestly coming forth to support her husband's chance to be a president. Of course she would feel proud. And I just wish white America could understand that their America has been very different. Their experience has been very different. And I'm not talking just about rich, poor, and all the other things. Black people have to put up with the same, strata of being black, I mean, being rich, poor, and educated or not educated, as white people do, except that white people never have to really consider whether their color is going to be accepted or not the way ours is. And so when she said she's proud of America first time, I was right there with her and could understand exactly what she meant. It was that she was ashamed of America.
I can, and I don't think that I don't think white Americans really can completely understand the experience of being black. And I honestly don't think they can. They might be able to get a skosh of it, just an idea of what it's like. But at the same time, I think that there's certainly with the Reverend Wright's comments, and maybe to a smaller extent, I don't think Michelle Obama's statement by itself would have been the issue that all of it is currently with Reverend Wright's statements too. Okay. I think that white Americans, most white Americans, the vast majority of them, would simply like to not take color into consideration, but they kind of feel like there's a difference between sort of being proud of being black and then being, you know, against the white people. And certainly Reverend Wright sounds like he's straddling that line to where he's so bitter that he doesn't like white people anymore, you know?
Well, you know, sometimes, but let me explain another thing, too. I, too, have gone to predominantly black churches led by black ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been many things that any race, I mean, when you're with your own kind, you speak differently than when you're in a mixed crowd or people or whatever.
Gotcha.
Simply because you're sharing the same negative experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so that minister is going to get up there and say the things that he thinks his congregation is experiencing and doesn't have a voice to say the way he does.
Right.
So you sit there and you go to hear the gospel, but part of the gospel means the truth, and part of the truth is we have lived through turbulent times when there has been lots of opportunities or lack of opportunities for black Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, you know, the ministers are going to expound on what makes the crowd go, yes, amen, because it's been a common experience for us that, you know, we've been denied access to a lot of areas. And so when he does that, it doesn't mean that you'll agree with everything the minister is saying, but there's so many things that he's touching on that most of us as black Americans who've been here for the last 30, 40, 50 years had experience to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we're going to amen those things because we want it to end. We truly want to be in a place where what one black American does not reflect on the whole society of us.
Yeah, I hope we can be in that place too, because I think that I would like to see people move on and get away from putting people in groups. I mean, the fact is, there aren't rich, there aren't poor, there aren't black, there aren't white. There are only individuals. There's only you and I and what we believe individually and what we do in our own lives. And we should be judged not on the color of our skin or the color of our eyes or the color of our hair or whatever, what day we were born, what year we were born. We should be judged based on what we say and what we do in our lives as individuals. And I just wish more Americans would get that, but I really don't know how far along we are toward that eventuality. I don't know if we're even close. I would like to think we're closer than we actually are, but having not been able to interview all 300 million Americans, I can't say for sure.
I know you can't, but I just, you know, I don't hear this, what I'm saying, being said. And I just want you to know that, you know, my experience. And, you know, and I could have walked down that militant side of Black America, but I chose not to. I want to be someone who is and represents us as best I can by being someone who's open to teaching other races that I am more like them than I am different. And so I'm not a person who goes out and relishes hurtful things being said by about any race. And there are a whole lot of people like me who are not the face you see hiding under the coat on the newsreel and breaking in people's homes and filling up the prisons and everything. Personally, I think any Black man that allows himself to be incarcerated is just kind of stupid, because if he looks at the prison system and sees that we're way overrepresented in there, there's no way that I would think as a Black man I could get away with anything. You see what I mean?
You've got to, it would appear that you would have to walk a straighter line as a Black man in this country than a white man to get away with things.
Yeah, but to be fair, I mean, you're also dealing with racist cops. I mean, when you're dealing with racist cops, you're dealing with institutionalized racism against Blacks and Hispanics. And, you know, these cops are going to target Black people just because that's who they are. They just hate. And even if you're as clean as a whistle, if you get pulled over by a racist cop and he decides he didn't like the way you looked at him, he'll plant a bag of marijuana in the back of your car, and then you're going to jail anyway. So, you know, you can only stay so squeaky clean until they decide they want you for whatever reason. And again, that also has to do with changing the structure of society and ending government police and replacing it with some sort of voluntary free market option where people actually hire them for their services instead of being forced to pay for it. Carol, thank you for the call tonight. It's been great hearing from you, and thank you for the input, because there's really only so much we can say as a studio full of white boys.
Yeah.
800-259.
It's not going to make me vote for Obama, I can say that.
92-3. Well, I'm not voting for any of those guys. They're scum. Obama, Hillary, McCain, all bad news. They all want to control your life, tell you how to live your life. Disgusting people, all of them. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years, I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy them, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go and get editing to your heart's content. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head on over to freetalklive.com and specifically to the wiki. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. Let's continue with your phone calls. Talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's
I just want to let you know that the trucks will be shut down. They started today.
What?
And the big day, all the trucks nationally will be shut down.
It's one of those trucker protests. That's cool. What are they protesting?
Anyway, you said the big day is the 24th.
What are they protesting this time?
To get the price of the oil down.
Oh, well, there you go.
Really? I hope it works.
I hope it does, too, but I don't think so. I mean, I've tried to get Jay to bring it down. The president's tried to get him to bring it down. He's doing this for his own pocket.
Who's this?
Jay Rockefeller.
Ah.
He's doing this for his own pocket. The family even told me so.
Do you have his fax number?
Yeah, I've got his fax number, yeah.
Excellent.
But anyway, the thing is, people need to call. I've already asked them to have him resign.
You really think that calling government people is going to bring the price of oil down, Paula?
No, is what they're doing is they're going to be shutting down everything. I mean, they're telling people now to stock up, you know, because we don't know how long this is going to last.
Wait. You're telling me the truckers are just going to stop trucking?
Yeah, they've already started today.
Oh, come on. You and I both know that.
I haven't heard anything about Teamsters.
It's already started today.
I haven't heard anything about Teamsters strike.
We're going to look into that one, Paula, because I don't know if I believe you.
I'm going to tell you something. Jay's about as sick as the rest of the family is.
You're saying the truckers are going to starve America until the price of gas goes down?
Well, I don't know how long they're going to do it, but, I mean, the thing is they're trying to make a point, and, I mean, they're trying to make a good point, but, I mean, the people need to call and ask Jay Rockefeller to be, you know, dismissed from his office and or for him to resign or for them to make him resign.
Yeah, he certainly holds all the cards.
Well,
yeah, he does, and, I mean, he's doing this for his own pocket.
As long as they keep this war going on, Paula, you can expect that the price of gas probably isn't going to come down anytime soon. Thanks for the call tonight.
Well, I got more.
Oh, I know you do, but we've got more callers. Let's talk to Stan in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stan.
Hello. How are you doing?
Yes.
I
doing
just
fine.
Like to say about Kevorkian, I hope you don't elect him in office. All the murdering he's done and all the murdering of all the abortions, which is murder, I believe. Yes, and
he's done abortions.
I believe only God takes lives. Everybody lives their lives. Only God can give and take.
Okay. Well, before we go into that, Jack Kevorkian was an abortion doctor at some point.
Yep.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Yes, in Canada here, he has all kinds, in Quebec and Toronto, and yes, all kinds of...
Don't you think that God gave me my life, and therefore I should get to decide what to do with it, as far as euthanasia, I mean?
I believe, yeah, God gives free choice. Yes, you decide if you want to... Well, I call it murder if you kill yourself, but...
Mm-hmm. Well,
but how's that murder?
How can it be murder if I'm consenting? I'm consenting.
Well, okay, committing suicide, sorry.
Yeah.
You're committing suicide. To me, it's the same thing.
Well, no, I don't think
it is. I mean, you know, me killing you when you don't want me to kill you is
yeah,
murder.
Yeah, that's murder, yeah, right.
And me killing myself when I want to die because I'm in so much terrible pain, then that's just euthanasia. I mean, I think that should be a decision that's left up to me.
So I'm confused as to your position here, Stan. Are you saying that euthanasia, that killing oneself, should be illegal and prohibited, or it should be okay for people to do?
Legal.
I'm sorry, legal or illegal?
I believe only God gives and takes life.
So what do you think should happen to someone that attempts to kill themselves?
Well,
what would Jesus do?
Death penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Think for a moment there, Stan. What now?
I don't like it. But like I say, you got free choice. God gives us free choice. So
well, now, wait a minute. Now, hold on
a second. He said it should be legal.
No, did you say
illegal
or illegal?
Illegal, yeah.
Okay, wait. So you're saying that we have free choice, but if we choose the way Stan doesn't want us to choose, then something should happen. What should happen?
Well, the guy doing it, like Kevorkian, and I believe, jail time.
Mm-hmm. But what if you don't bring Kevorkian in? What if you just, you know, dose up on a bunch of aspirin or something?
Oh, well, then you're just committing suicide. Well,
I'm saying if you live through it.
Yeah.
If you live through the suicide.
Yeah, then you usually go to a mental institution or something anyway to get evaluated. So
forced incarceration, then that's okay?
Well, it's usually only a 72-hour hold in the States. I don't know how they do it in Canada, but you generally...
Suicide is a crime in some places, as I understand.
It's rarely prosecuted.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So in the ideal world, Stan, you would have us locked up in a loony bin if we tried to kill ourselves.
No, I wouldn't, because it's your choice. I said the one who's doing it, like Kevorkian.
So only the doctor, only someone that helps you.
Yeah.
Now, okay, how far would you go with that? What if someone sells me a gun and I blow my brains out? Because the way Kevorkian used to work was he would set up the injection.
Except for the one time that he went
to. Except the one time.
He'd set them up.
And the person would inject themselves, basically, and kill themselves. So he was not doing the killing. The individual was. So what if someone sells me a gun and I blow my brains out? Should the person who sold me the gun be responsible and go to jail for that?
No, because it was your choice. You decided to kill yourself.
But wait, now how can you put a doctor in jail for giving me a gun?
If I ask the doctor, it's still my choice.
He's got a place of responsibility. That's what I figure. He's got responsibility.
No, his responsibility, sir, is to help me do what I want to do. If I want to feel better, his responsibility is to help me feel better. If I want to kill myself,
that
his responsibility, should he take that job on, is to help me kill myself. So he's just doing his job.
Right, but that's what I call godless. That's you going against God's law.
Well, who are you to say what God's law is, sir?
I go by the Bible, and...
What's that?
And the Bible says every person on earth got to give an account for their life.
So?
And
there's all kinds of books out there say all kinds of things.
Yeah, I know, but I only go by the Bible where it says...
Yeah, that's what your parents went by, right?
I only go by the Bible where it says Jesus.
Sure.
Everybody's got to stand in front of Jesus and give an account to God for their life. So if you murdered, well, yeah, if you murder and commit abortions and kill yourself, I don't know. I'm not sure what...
You know, there was convening among the early church to decide which books would make it in the Bible and which books wouldn't make it in the Bible. So there's all kinds of stuff out there, old Torah books and different gospels that didn't make it into the Bible. Do you think that those are the inspired word of God, or do you think that that one group of men that got together and decided what books were going to go in the Bible and not go in the Bible, you think they're the only ones that were inspired by God?
I believe they're... The Bible, the way it is now, is inspired by God. It was God inspired holy men to speak as they were told. So, yes, it's God inspired these books to be the ones in the Bible now. I don't believe the Judas and all that occult crap is ever.
But why? I mean, why do you think that Bible is the Word of God and these other Gospels, which are still around? I mean,
my mama told me.
If they're still around, if the fact that they still exist gives them validity, those books still exist. You can go to the bookstore and buy them. I've read the Gospel of Mary and the Gospel of James.
Mark, why are you being so mean to Stan?
I'm not being mean.
He's been told something about the Bible. It was your parents, right, Stan? Your parents.
For what?
That's why you believe the Bible thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
And myself,
there you go.
What you believe, Stan. There's other people out there that believe different things, and we can't.
They're going to hell, Mark.
We can't enforce our opinion on
them. Burn, fire, and brimstone.
Well, that's okay. I think it's okay to say that. I mean, if you're a Christian and you believe suicides go to hell, I'm fine with that. But if you believe people will be accountable to
Jesus,
right?
Everybody, whoever's lived, got to give an account to Jesus.
But shouldn't we be accountable to God and not to the government?
Yes, that's exactly.
Nice to hear from you, Stan. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Break him over the coals enough, poor guy. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is your show. Doug, Dave, amp lines all lit up. We'll talk to you about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help us out? Well, buy some stuff at our store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. We've got great Free Talk Live branded merchandise there. Everything from T-shirts to hats to hoodies and various different sizes and also colors. Different options, too, for the hats, by the way. We've got the kind of the wintry beanie-style caps. Got the summer-style baseball-ish hats in, again, different colors and all the stuff you need there at store.freetalklive.com. Load up your shopping cart. Store.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll talk to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. It's cracking up when I heard you mentioning the guy called about the mystery method of picking up chicks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, one of those. What you're referring to is someone who called last week with this.
It was the week before last.
Whenever it was. He called up talking about some seminar that you could pay $2,000 or several thousand dollars and go and get some tips and tricks on how to meet women in bars or pick up chicks in general.
Yeah, exactly. And I got to laugh because I did some of that stuff.
And how'd it go?
I didn't pay anywhere near $2,000 or $7,000. I paid nothing almost and just read free newsletters from a guy named David D'Angelo. But I did it, and I learned things, and I tried things, and it worked, and I got a wife out of the deal.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Now, where did you meet the wife?
I met the wife at work, but I started immediately applying the new ideas that I learned, which are counter to what your mother teaches you, which is to be nice, open the doors, buy dinner. What I did instead, and what they teach, is to be slightly mean, be a little insulting, but smile when you do it. You know, and this is so counterintuitive, but when you think about it, it works. You know, what makes Julia laugh probably is when you tease her and poke fun at her and call her, you know, maybe not names, but kind of make fun of something, but you're just joking about it.
I don't know about that.
Well, I have seen more than one occasion I have been kind to a woman and things have turned around. Bam! Immediately in the relationship. Now I'm not
meaning
saying
negatively.
Negatively, yeah, like it's gone. Poof! It disappears. Like no, this is not the guy for me. Too nice. And you know, I've also seen that it doesn't. You know that not happen too. I got my wife by being nice, and I've got a relationship that I really like out of the deal. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty nice to my lady, and I think it might have worked a little differently because she pursued me. It didn't work where I was going out after her. She kind of came my direction, so that might be a different factor.
They like what they can't have, and this is especially true for attractive women who get complimented constantly, and 30 times a day they're being hit on or at least looked at or eye contact, and this is always you know, this is all positive stuff for the women, but the, every single guy does the same thing. Wow, you're pretty. Oh, I'm so intimidated by you. And I don't suppose a guy like you or a girl like you and a guy like me could ever hook up. So to differentiate yourself, what these courses teach is you've got to be a little totally different, which is, you know, and I've done something like, for example, this. A cute girl sit down next to me and I say to her, oh, I'm sorry, this chair is reserved for attractive women.
Oh.
And they just laugh hilariously because no one says this to them.
Hmm.
Nobody does. I'm smiling when I say it. I'm totally joking with them. But I never would have thought to do it this way. And it led to fantastic success. And I just got to say, it's great. I didn't pay hardly anything. I just read a bunch of free newsletters.
There you go.
So wait, where? How did you get your hands on the newsletters?
Just went to do any research on the Mystery Method or the book The Game or David DeAngelo, who I really like, because he teaches stuff like attraction is not a choice, especially with women and men, too. You know, you can't choose who you're attracted to. You just are.
Mm. Right.
And you can trigger these attractions in women if you do the right things, and it's usually counterintuitive to what your mother taught you.
Very interesting.
Things, yeah, it's very interesting, and you know, it's good conversation starters, not pickup lines, conversation starters. I've had women who were walking away from me fast because here I was, another guy coming after them, and I said one conversation starter, and they slowed down to say, oh, interesting. You want to hear what it is?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah.
Here it is. It is, who lies more, men or women? And all of a sudden, oh, well, and there's a whole conversation. It's not a line. It's a but you've got to learn the confidence of walking up to people and doing this stuff. And
so do you still play with it even though you're married, Doug? Do you still kind of test it out?
Slightly. I
practice.
Do a little bit,
yeah.
Especially with my wife, because it keeps her on her toes. It keeps her thinking that, well, not with my wife so much. Things change after you get married.
Yes, they do.
The idea is to make women think that you don't need them or want them, and all of a sudden they're intrigued and want you.
Ah, see, that part I don't have a problem with. And hey, great call tonight, Doug. Thank you very much.
Because you don't care if they want you or not.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care. I really enjoyed the attention. I let Julia know that I enjoy attention from her very much. But if she was to go somewhere else, you know, then I'd be sad. But, you know, it wouldn't be the end of my world.
Well, I don't feel like, you know, I can really give a whole bunch of advice. I've been out of the game for a while. And,
yeah. When you tried to get back in, you didn't do so well.
I mainly did okay. I didn't tell you all my exploits because you're a big gossip monger. You'd come on the air and talk about it. I mainly relied on building on the build your own man hobby kit idea. You know, I mean, I've built myself into an attractive package. You know, and
have something they want, right?
And that's how that's always worked for me. So,
well, right, because an attractive lady can, as you've said many a time, walk down the street, knock on some doors, and find someone to sleep with them. So it's not difficult for them.
Nope.
So if you want to set yourself apart, then that's something you might want to work on instead of spending all of your time looking for a woman or going out to bars, spending all your money and your time and effort sort of on the hunt. Maybe you should spend a little bit more time and effort on you and making yourself a more attractive mate. Just now, that's for people in a younger world, people who
but
are
I
just
think you still have to get
world.
Out there trying all the time, too, because, you know, a lot of guys will shoot themselves down with, oh, well, no woman will want me because I'm too poor.
Fill in
I'm
the blank,
not
yeah.
Big, I'm not muscular enough or whatever, you know, the thing is that they believe that they need to improve themselves on. And, you know, you've got to be out there swinging all the time, and everybody strikes out 9 times out of 10, as the country song goes.
Nick, sort of the younger member of the crew here, how is your life with the ladies at the moment?
Don't have much of one at the moment.
Yeah. Well,
why is that? Working on yourself?
Yeah, I've mostly been working. Haven't really taken a lot of time to.
I mean, Nick here is a budding realtor in the area in the Keene area of New Hampshire, and you're relatively new at the realty game. But over time, you'll bring more clients in, you'll get more sales going, you'll start driving around one of those flashy cars that the realtors like to drive around. So, you know, if you drive the flashy car, everyone knows you're a successful realtor, right?
Doesn't hurt.
The flashy car probably won't hurt. In my experience, from what I've observed, women don't necessarily fall into bed with you because you're a rich guy. There are plenty of hardworking rich guys who are very successful by every other yardstick
mm-hmm.
who just aren't good with women. So, and there are some relatively unsuccessful men who have seem to have fairly attractive and compatible.
This is true.
Conversation skills do matter.
So, yeah, I think.
But if you can have them both.
If you have them both, it doesn't hurt. But I really.
That would make you a playboy.
Yeah. I really think what you're looking at is conversation skills, people skills, just connecting with people. If you have the social skills and you don't have the money, you've got a shot. If you've got the money and you don't have the social skills, you better have a lot of money.
And I think that what Doug was talking about and what some of the other callers had talked about in the past, all very important, about approaching women and getting that foot in the door and opening up a conversation. But then you really need to get into the world of just understanding how to have conversations with people in general, not just women, but just conversing and the art of conversation, the art of listening. And I think that, is it a sales adage, Mark, that you should be talking no more than 40% of the conversation?
I haven't heard that. No, I haven't heard that.
You should not be talking the majority of the conversation. You should be asking questions and listening mostly and having the other person talk about themselves. This applies to anybody. If you're a woman or a man, whoever it is you're talking to, if you're interested in that person and really are interested in getting closer to them and knowing more about them, don't tell them about you. Ask them about them. Does that make sense?
Conversations about you can be boring to most people. You know, what does it matter to them?
Exactly. Now, if they ask you a question about you, then you do have an opportunity to answer it, but make sure you don't go on this rambling tirade on whatever the subject is that goes way too long. You should probably keep your answers as succinct as possible. Try mentally to remember these things, to be as succinct as possible, and then roll your answer back into another question for them. Of course, you also don't want it to come off as being 20 questions and it being like the interrogation room or something.
Yeah.
So it's a balancing act. But anyway, more on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is on the way. Still to come, a story relating to the very first topic we opened the show up with, and that's euthanasia. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.